Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the balance of grace and faith is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
There are some horses that you could feed them and feed them and feed them until they die of colic because they've eaten so much and they'd still look poor. And then there's other horses that you can nearly starve them and they'll look full. And what you call them is hard keepers and easy keepers. We have become hard keepers today because we have elevated feelings to a place where I've got to feel all of these things and all of this. And I'm just telling you that that is immature. It's childish. There is a place for emotions, but it's not the place that it occupies with most people. We have gone beyond feelings into lasciviousness to where we have to feel all of these things. And there are people that are sitting there, they know what the truth is, and it doesn't matter, it's whatever they feel. I'm telling you, that is carnal to the max. That is demonic. It is a perversion of the way that God made us to be. I had a woman go through our Bible college, and she made a tape, and she gave it to me to listen to, and most of it was really good. But one of the examples that she gave in there, she was talking about a friend of theirs who their daughter was, I forgot the exact problem, but anyway, she was counseling her, and she was trying to deal with her, and it all came back. The daughter said, but my parents, they didn't treat me right, and they didn't honor me, and they didn't do this, and they didn't do these things. And this woman said on the tape, she says, I knew the parents. These were good parents. They weren't perfect. They didn't do everything right. But it wasn't true what the daughter was saying about them. Those parents loved that daughter, and they may have, you know, not done everything perfectly, but they really honored her, and they did these things. And she says, I knew that she was wrong, but I didn't tell her anything because it didn't matter whether she was right or wrong. To her, it was real. Boy, when she said that, I took the tape and threw it out the window. I hate that. I hate that with a passion. And yet there are probably many of you in here say, well, you know, that's true. To them, it's real. No, they're deceived. It's the truth that's going to set you free. And you know what the proper thing to have done would have been to stop her right in the middle and say, you know what? Your perception is wrong. And until you start wising up and realizing that not everybody's going to stroke you and treat you perfectly the rest of your life, and until you quit blaming other people for the offense that you've taken, and until you start shouldering your own responsibility, you're never going to grow and mature. There are some of you that feel things so passionately, it doesn't matter to you whether it's truth or not, it's true to you. Well, I'm telling you, it's only the truth, the real truth, not the truth that you feel that's going to set you free, but it's the real truth that's going to set you free. And you're going to have to pull your thumb out of your mouth and grow up and start realizing some things. Anyway, I got off on all of that. I really got a little bit sidetracked. But I got off on all of that by talking about God's love for us. I have people come to me all of the time and say, would you please pray for me? I just don't feel the love of God. And I'll begin to tell them, just like this verse, in this was manifested. Don't you know that God loves you? Jesus came and died for us. Oh, I know that Jesus died for me. And oh, yes, I know that God loves me. But I don't feel it. And when I hear that, I tell you, the spirit of slap just wants to come all over me. Like, man. You know that God loves you, but you don't feel it. You don't have a goosebump. You don't have a feeling overwhelming you at the moment. And so because I forget the truth, forget reality, forget fact, I just don't feel it. Would you please pray that I have a feeling? That's lasciviousness. That is inordinate. That's perverse. It's demonic. You don't have to always feel something. It says God manifested His love toward us in that He sent His Son to die for us. If you know that, if you know that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on Him would not perish but have everlasting life. If you know that, you got zero, zero excuse for ever being depressed, discouraged, defeated, feeling lonely. You might have reasons, but you got zero excuse. You've got the knowledge that it takes to set you free. If you would just meditate on the fact that, Father, you love me. And notice, it says like over in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Man, I got so many verses I want to refer to, but anyway, we'll just go with the flow here and see how we get there. But Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, in this was manifested the love of God. That's the verse I just read. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This love that God gave us through Jesus, it didn't come in response to your goodness and to the fact that you'd been praying and fasting and studying the Word and you'd humbled yourself and you'd now started being a good person or something like that. If you would just stop and think about Romans 5, 8. God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners. You know, there's good sinners and bad sinners in here. But we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And compared to other people, you might look good, but compared to God, we are all an offense against God. We have all fallen so far short of where God wanted us to be that I guarantee you there's not a person in here that God looked down and saw you and thought, oh, they are so close. They are so good that I've got to help them and give them the little bit of boost. You know, from God's perspective, from perfection, from what He intended us to be, there's not a one of us in here that was worth God wasting His breath on, much less sending His Son to die for us. There isn't a one of us in here that deserves the love of God. Amen. You know, I could preach on that all night long, but before you really understand how much God loves you, you got to quit loving yourself. You got to quit thinking that somehow or another you are such a feather in God's cap that He did this because He just couldn't live without you. You got to come to the end of yourself and quit trusting in yourself and recognize where you are. You know, the experience that turned my life around, I was already born again when I was 8 years old, but when I was 18, I had become a religious Pharisee and I was living such a holy life. I was holier than the pastor of the church. I was leading more people to the Lord per week than the pastor of the church. I've never in all of my life said a word of profanity. I'm 58 years old, nearly 59. I've never said a word of profanity. I've never taken a drink of liquor. I've never smoked a cigarette. Never tasted coffee. Some of you are thinking, coffee? I'm not saying that coffee and booze are the same. You got a scripture to stand on for drinking coffee. Mark chapter 16, verse 18 says, you can drink any deadly thing and it shall not harm you, amen. I'm just saying, I was living a holy life, but I had fallen into this deception of trusting in my own goodness. And you know what? As long as I thought that God owed it to me, I never had a great revelation of how much God loved me. But on March the 23rd, 1968, when I was 18 years old, God just pulled back a curtain and it was a supernatural revelation. It was just imparted unto me supernaturally. There's no rhyme or reason that I knew this, but God just shined a light on me and I saw myself as a religious hypocrite. I was born again, but I was a scribe and Pharisee, a religious hypocrite. And I can't, you know, there are some of you that have gone out and committed adultery and lied and stolen. You've done all kinds of things that I never did. But I doubt very seriously that there is a person in this room that has ever seen themselves as more of a sinner than I have seen myself. And that's an opinion. That's subjective. You can argue that. But I can guarantee you, I would rank right there at the top of any person in here. I saw myself from God's perspective. I saw how vile I was, my hypocrisy, my religious stuff. And I came to the end of myself. And I turned myself inside out. And then, after all that, I expected God to kill me. I was told that God's the one that killed my dad when I was 12 years old. I thought that God judged him. When I saw how bad I was, I thought that's the first time God had seen it. And I fully expected God to kill me on the spot. That's not an exaggeration. I never expected to live through the night. But I just confessed everything, not only my actions, but my thoughts, my emotions, my attitudes. I turned myself inside out, hoping that before God killed me, I'd repent enough that He would at least take me into heaven. And to my surprise, when I humbled myself and quit putting any faith or confidence in myself, a tangible love of God flowed into my life that I guarantee you just revolutionized me. For 4.5 months, I was gone someplace. I was caught up in the presence of God. God just loved me. And the major thing about it was, I never would have understood the depth of God's love if I was thinking that there was something I did that deserved it. If you are still maintaining your own righteousness, then you'll never truly understand God's love. You've got to come to the end of yourself. And that's the purpose that God gave the law, was to expose how ungodly we were, to bring us to the end of ourself. The law is condemning. The law is harsh. And the purpose of it was to bring you to the end of yourself, because only when you come to the end of yourself do you find the beginning of God. Amen. And see, if you haven't understood the things that I'm talking about, that God, by grace, He commended His love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, He died for us. He didn't see something in you that just was so wonderful, He had to have you. He saw us, and because of His great love, matter of fact, it says that in Ephesians chapter 2, and in one of the translations, I think it's the Amplified Bible, it says, because of His love, and in order to satisfy His intense love, He sent His Son and died for us. The Lord was motivated and loved us, not because we are lovely, but because God is so much love. And see, this is what this grace and faith has taught me, is that God's love for me is not tied to any worth or any value in my life.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the balance between grace and faith. This live series is available as a CD or DVD album and also as a book. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Ask for Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify CD, DVD, or book. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request God Loves Me Unconditionally when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net.
You know, if you've been blessed through today's program, I would really encourage you to call in and get the products that we're offering. But we also have people on our helpline who are there to pray with you. And we have seen wonderful results. We've actually had people call in that people around them had died and they prayed, and we've seen people raised from the dead. We see miracles happen. Plus, these people are able to direct you towards any type of materials that we have to help you. And it would just be a real blessing to you. The number is 719-635-1111. That's 719-635-1111. Call our Andrew Womack Ministries helpline and receive prayer or product today.